I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about a fresh start. Today, as I'm recording this, this is the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles in 2021. And this eighth day was something like a closing ceremony. This was the day, it was called the last and the greatest day. This is the day when Jesus stood up. It says the last and greatest day. Jesus stood up. Anyone who would believe in me, out of their innermost beings would flow rivers of living water. And a reminder for us today, this is a day where the yearly cycle is coming to a close. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. This is a reminder today that God has given us a fresh start in life. I don't know about you, but there have been times where myself and just talking with other people would be like, man, it'd be nice to just have a fresh start, just to have a new beginning. Today is a reminder that God's grace gives us that fresh start. Let's get started with prayer, and then we'll get into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light, magnifying that light before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I thank you for a fresh start, that your grace changes our hearts, gives us a fresh start in life. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. If you're new to us, these are the four fundamentals. Four fundamentals that we talk about often. Number one, let's get positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light. Then we're going to stay consistently doing the things that we know to do, to walk in the light that we have, and to stay tuned in to God's voice. Those four fundamentals: positioning the light, magnifying the light, doing the things that you know to do and doing them with a good attitude, and then staying tuned in and listening throughout the day. Those four fundamentals. We got to keep strengthening those fundamentals. Masters of things are usually masters of the fundamentals. So first fundamental, position in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light. If we want to have a fresh start in life, we got to get positioned in the light. Plain and simple. We want to have a fresh start, experience this grace flowing in our lives to have a fresh start. It all starts with getting positioned in the light. And how does that transfer happen? To be released from darkness, transferred into the light, happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us in. None of it was possible without Jesus. He brings us into the light, but that has to be received from him. Just a simple thank you. Just a very simple thank you for releasing me from darkness, transferring me into light. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving my sins, for connecting me back to God, the source of light. Receiving that from him, but then it's got to flow through us. We got to forgive ourselves. We got to give ourselves that same grace and mercy that God has given us. One of the things we're going to be talking about today, to have a fresh start in our lives, it requires understanding God's grace. It requires understanding God's grace. So today, this eighth day is a reminder for me personally. I've got a book called The Eighth Date. The eighth day, and it's all about these concepts we're talking about on the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And in the eighth date book, we're going to read a passage from it today. But we talk about God took me on this journey of developing understanding. He showed me, though it costs you everything, you need to develop understanding. You need to understand. And what was it that I needed to understand? It took me about 2 years, unfortunately, more than 2 years to understand what he was trying to show me. What was it that I needed to understand? I needed to understand that we've been released from darkness, transferred into light, into the kingdom of Jesus. I need to understand that, but I also needed to understand his grace. Colossians 1:6 says that ever since the day you understood God's grace, the gospel bears fruit in your lives. Understanding God's grace, that he's working continually for our good. We often think God gets mad at us when we miss it. And yes, there's a place of running to him and receiving that grace and forgiveness. But as soon as you repent, as soon as you turn back to him, that grace is flowing. He is working continually for your good all the time, even when you can't see him. And that's truly grace. And this amazing thing about grace is that grace, God doing continually good for us, treating us better than we deserve, treating us like sin never happened. It does this amazing thing that it beautifies and changes our hearts. It softens our hearts and allows us to better receive all that he has for us. And it changes us from the inside, gives us this fresh start on the inside that begins to flow out of us, these rivers of living water that begin to flow out of us. But it requires understanding God's grace. It requires understanding that when you can't see him working, God's working everything for your good behind the scenes. And it's learning to rest and to trust in that. That's how we create this fresh start. It's learning to rest and to trust in that. And we have to understand it first. Jesus says, if you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your hearts. If you would understand with your hearts and then turn or convert it into the appropriate actions. Once you understand God is working for your good, it's going to lead to knowing what to do in your life. It's going to lead to some different actions. It's going to lead to some different behaviors where you can have peace under pressure. You can have that joy of the Lord that is your strength when it looks like things are not possible. You can rest and you can trust that he's got it when you're in impossible situations. When things are going against you, you can rest and you can trust. It's all going to work together for your good. And that's going to lead to some much different actions. But that grace has got to be received from God. It's got to flow through you. We got to learn to give ourselves that same grace and mercy that God is giving us. We tend to put all this pressure on ourselves, to beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves and to hold things against ourselves. We got to learn to let those things go and to let this grace flow through us. But then it's got to flow through us to other people. We got to give other people that same grace and mercy and love that God has given us. Which means we got to let some things go that other people have done. We got to release some things just like God has done for us. Because to truly walk in this grace, we got to let it flow all the way through us. It gets blocked up. It can't flow through us if we're not willing to forgive ourselves, to give ourselves grace, and to give that same grace to other people. It just gets blocked up on the inside. To truly have a fresh start, it's got to flow through those three levels. Just walk it in the light continually. And then we got to begin to magnify the light. We've been talking a lot about lately about this magnification of the light. And I believe the magnifying of the light is the key to developing a heart that understands. We're all magnifying something in our lives all day long. We're all thinking about, talking about, meditating on, pondering, imagining on the inside. All day long. And we can either be magnifying light or we can be magnifying darkness. God gives us the choice. We can be magnifying light or we can magnify darkness. The way we magnify the light, meditating on God, meditate on his steadfast, unfailing love. The psalm says, when you meditate on his steadfast, unfailing love and his mighty works, it leads to hearts that understand. When you meditate on his goodness and his kindness and his faithfulness and his steadfast love and that nothing's impossible for you, you keep rolling that over, over and over and over and over in your mind continually. That's what you're meditating on. That's what you're thinking on. That's what you're talking about continually. It leads to this heart that understands. And when you get a heart that understands, it's like the turning point in the middle. You get a heart that understands. It says a man in Proverbs, it says a man who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. It says a man who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. I think it's Proverbs 19:8. I'm not sure on that, but there's a proverb in there that says that. I know that. You get this heart that understands by meditating on him, by magnifying that light. And as soon as you understand, you can convert that understanding into knowing what to do in any given situation. As soon as you get a heart that understands, and it's understanding his grace, understanding that his grace, that he's working continually for your good. Used to be in the Old Testament, you messed up, you got punishment. You see, God goes through three levels, I think, to demonstrate us in the Old Testament. Number one, they go through, you mess up, you get punished, the law. Then they went through this phase where God kind of gives them the silent treatment. They would mess up and God's just like, you know what, that's enough. I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. It says the word of the Lord was rare in those days. God's just like, you know what, I have enough. I'm just going to give you the silent treatment. I'm going to withdraw my presence. I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. But then it says in the new covenant, God says, I believe it's in Jeremiah, in those days, I'm going to make a new covenant with you. It's not going to be like the old. I'm going to make a new covenant with you. Brand new, fresh start. That I'm only going to do continually good for you all the time. Look it up in Jeremiah. I'm only going to do continually good for you all the time. That's grace. That even when we miss it, even when we mess up, God is still working for our good. And it's only that grace that softens our hearts. Titus tells us it's grace. It's not rules and laws. It's grace that teaches us to say no to ungodly living and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this age. It's grace that gives you a fresh start, that creates a new beginning in your life. But we got to magnify that light to get a heart that understands. Because the alternative is we can meditate on darkness. We can meditate on all the issues and the problems and the things to complain about, the things to vent about, all of our frustrations about how things look impossible, all these things on this side. And whichever one you magnify is going to grow bigger. It's going to grow bigger on the inside of you, whichever one you magnify. Whichever one you magnify is also going to magnetize you. The more you magnify it, the more it turns you into a bigger and bigger magnet that pulls more of it into your life. And then when we get positioned in the light, we can know what to do. Once you have a heart that understands, it's like your heart is illuminated and you can know what to do in any given situation. You can rest and you can trust because you understand his grace. This process going to happen overnight? No, it took me 2.5 years. Hopefully it won't take that long for you. Maybe I can help to shorten that time it takes to understand. I'll tell you the shortcut. Start meditating on the light, magnifying the light. Continually, you'll get this heart that understands. Hopefully you're there already. And you can convert it into knowing what to do. So what do you know what to do today? Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things God is prompting or stirring on the inside. Maybe there's some things you've been procrastinating on where you say, you know what? I know I need to do that, but I just haven't done it yet. For whatever reason, I haven't done it yet. What are those things that you know to do? Not the things that you're unclear of or uncertain on right now. What do you know to do today? Part of creating a fresh start is getting more present, living in the present moment, because we trust that God has rolled away our past and we trust that He holds our future. And we can live in this present moment, doing what we know to do today. And part of understanding His grace is understanding that His grace is also His power. That you don't have to do these things on your own anymore. Everything that God has created us to do and to function in life was meant to be done in covenant and in partnership with Him, where His grace is flowing through you to equip you and to empower you to do those things in His strength. That's a fresh start, that you can rest from your works and allow God to do His work through you. If that's not a fresh start, I don't know what is. But you can rest from your works. You can find rest for your soul. Stop trying to figure it out and allow God to do His work through you. But in order to do that, we got to stay tuned in. We got to follow His leading. We got to follow His promptings on the inside. So our fourth fundamental, what's God been speaking to you, trying to teach you or show you over the last 24 hours? Every day, He's trying to lead us to the spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And right now in this time of the year, once we get past this eighth day, I think you're going to see my experience with God's yearly cycle. As we get into the fall here, God's going to start repositioning pieces around. This is the time of the year where you're on God's timing. He starts moving pieces around. He starts shifting things around. And sometimes that can look scary because that's change, right? But you can trust. It's His grace. He's working everything for your good. He's bringing you to the next level. What He's been doing, He's been stacking one thing on top of another all year. And sometimes the steps don't seem like they're adding up in the early part of the year, but you start to get toward the end of the year here. And He starts to layer one step on top of another, one leading on top of another. And it begins to lead you to this spacious, beautiful place that you could never get to on your own because it comes by grace. So I'm going to read a passage. This is from my book, The Eighth Date. Talking about a new beginning, talking about a fresh start. Here's what it says. When we finally understand grace, a whole new world opens up. When we finally understand grace, a whole new world opens up. Think of it like this. Think of it, a kid who's learning to read. And when all of a sudden it clicks and they can read, this whole new world opens up to them of things that these signs that they can read, all these things going on around them, they can understand and process everything that's happening around them. When they finally understand the communication that's happening around them, this whole new world opens up that they didn't know existed. When we finally understand grace, this whole new world of God's kingdom begins to open up in our lives. But developing understanding brings us to the end of ourselves because we learn to rest. But what seems like the end is actually a new beginning. It's actually a fresh start. It will bring us to the place where we truly experience life abundantly. The eighth day, or the eighth date, this today, this day, the eighth day, and the eighth date is a commitment. It requires a commitment, an unwavering step of faith, an unwavering commitment to a new beginning, to a fresh start in life, where we're dedicating ourselves to a new standard in our life, where grace is our interface. Grace is our interface. It's a commitment to having a responsive heart that understands and receives God's grace and lets it flow through us to others. One of the concepts we talk about in this book is that grace is our interface. So think of an interface like on your phone where you're pushing the icons, you're pushing the buttons. We all have buttons in life. We all have emotional buttons where people can put a little bit of pressure on us in that area of life. And it may get us to respond in a way that's not graceful. And the eighth date is this commitment to a new standard in our lives where grace is our interface, where when people push our buttons and something other than grace flows out, something other than resting and trusting and beautiful, graceful things come out of us, we make adjustments very quickly. And how do we make those adjustments? We bring them to God and say, God, I can't fix this on my own. I've got this programming. Every time I try to push on my email icon on my phone, it takes me to the wrong place. There's a programming error. Every time financial pressure comes on me, I freak out. Every time this person criticizes me or does this thing to me, I freak out and get sad and depressed. Every time I'm trying to lose weight and I don't see the scale move quickly, I freak out and jump ship and change to the new program. Every time that grace is not flowing, look at the areas of your life. Maybe you lose your temper, emotions start flaring up, you're not seeing results, get frustrated. Anytime those buttons get pushed in our life and we respond in a way that's not graceful, that's not resting, that's not trusting, this eighth day is a reminder for us, a fresh start. We're going to bring those to God and we're going to rely and we're going to rest and we're going to trust, asking for his help. God, your grace is more than sufficient. It's more than enough. Help me to tap into it at a higher level in whatever area it is that you need help. And you'll receive that grace and you begin focusing on giving other people the same grace God has given you. As that grace begins to flow through, it's going to prompt you to be a blessing to other people, even when they push your buttons, even when they wrong you. That's the message of this eighth day. But we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for a fresh start. A new beginning. We thank you for your grace that is more than enough, that you are more than enough. And Father, we believe and we receive from you today, Lord. Help to get this grace flowing through us like rivers of living water at a whole new level. Our part is to rest and to trust in you, to rely on you, to roll those pressures over onto you. And this day, if you're taking communion with me today, this day is a commitment to a new beginning. It's like a line in the sand, a fresh start. We're making the commitment and the dedication. We're dedicating ourselves to this new standard of grace in our lives. You want to learn more about it? You can go get the Eighth Date book. Learn more about all this new standard of grace, what all that means. And are you going to get it all perfect? No. That's why there's grace. You're not going to get it all perfect, but that's why there's grace. But we're making the commitment that even when we miss it, we mess up, we're going to receive that grace and keep moving. Keep moving forward by grace. And when his grace begins to flow, nothing is impossible. And I want you to think of it this way. Your indicator that that grace is flowing is joy. Your indicator that that grace is flowing in your life is joy. For the tables to turn and this grace to flow in your life requires understanding, but also requires getting more present. And when you get more present with God, that joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow through you, and that grace begins to flow through you. So as you dedicate yourself to this new standard of grace in your life, pay attention to your peace and your joy. When the kingdom of God comes, there's righteousness, peace, and joy. It empowers you to live the right way, and that peace and that joy are flowing through your life, no matter what's going on around you. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread. We thank you for your grace, that Jesus was full and is still full of grace and truth, that you loved us so much you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And God, you are so big, but you are so interested in just the little details of our lives. And I believe as we get to know your grace more and more, Lord, it just helps us to know you understanding leads to knowledge, that we could know you on a whole new level. This is a time of year right now where you often start transitioning us to the next level. And I believe, God, it's going to help us to just know you and to know your heart more and more. Father, we're just so thankful for this bread and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So I skipped the part that I normally do. We got so focused on grace today, Lord, that his body was broken for us. Thank you. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." Covenant. Covenant is a partnership. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light. We have this covenant relationship with God, this partnership. We can rest from our works, allow him to do his work through us. Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents, and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. It's going to help you to have a heart that understands. That understanding, convert it into knowing what to do. Stay tuned into him today. Dedicating ourselves to this new standard in our lives. New beginning. If you're going through this process, today is a big day. I would encourage you, write down the date somewhere. Make a note of it somewhere this day where you made this commitment to a new beginning. If you slip up, you mess up, there's grace. Just get right back on track. Just course correct very quickly. This new life, this dedicating ourselves to a new standard, a big part of it is making quick adjustments. Repenting, turning back around as quickly as possible when you recognize that that grace is not flowing. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.